So My Blood Is Not For Sale is a kind of more, it was a bit of a response to what was going on in with the treaty process at the time. And it's still kind of the same bullshit. Can I say bullshit?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's still kind of the same. It still has the same problems in my eyes in terms of, you know, I think it's like a massive kind of manipulation of laws in the legal system, the government thing to get a hold of natural resources and support different corporations with a variety of, you know, mining and logging and fish farm activities in our territories. So I guess the kind of themes of the piece have to do with how I feel like, for me, as a Kuis person or a Kloakwe person, I feel like a very deep and personal connection to the land that I come from. And I don't know if other people feel it. I don't know if people that move here, settlers, maybe they feel it too. I don't know. But I know for me, I feel like a very deep blood connection to the area. And when I come home, I feel something really different than I feel anywhere else. And to me, it isn't just about, you know, my own enjoyment. It's about that relationship. Like, I feel like the land's a part of me and I'm a part of it. And that's why I feel so passionately about, you know, this is the place that, you know, I want to live and I want to give my energy to, and I want to be a part of this community in this place. And hopefully, you know, find a way to live here in a good way. Whereas I feel like a lot of the stuff that was going on with the treaty process had to do with, you know, manipulating those rights and title that our people have to make money deals and just really simplify those values down to, you know, whatever could be written down on papers and signed away. So the piece is about, you know, this skeleton, like that root, that history, it's like in the core of these trees, and there's a noose around the skeleton's neck and the price, a price tag that says small talk. And it's just about, I guess, me expressing that frustration of feeling how this immense, like, it's hard to even explain the relationship that our community has with this place, and boiling it down to these really diluted and manipulated concepts so that agreements could be made and money could exchange hands. And the concepts don't even relate. Like the idea of like fee simple land where somebody like owns so many acres and that's theirs and they can do whatever they want with it, which is like how the government kind of views land versus how, let's say, we would have viewed our territories, like different areas where you're responsible for, you know, basically sustaining different salmon beds and trees. And I mean, it doesn't relate, you know, if your neighbor is going to clear cut everything and set up an open pit copper mine and it completely bleeds in and destroys all life, you know, in the entire area, it's just not the same thing. So you can't really like meet in the middle to sign an agreement that makes sense to both communities. And I mean, that's been the problem since the very first treaties were signed in this country. Basically, the First Nations people were reading and understanding a completely different thing than what the government was proposing.